Hi guys, it is Melissa Baird again, and we are doing Module 13, Lesson 2. I am your guest medium for the week, and we are going to be talking about friends in low places. So I really want to talk about how to maintain balance in friendships and healthy boundaries and what that looks like, and maybe some my own personal experiences, as this is a really big thing for me. I think I've been on an 11-year journey of life lessons with friendships. And what I mean by that is I was a young mom. I had my son at 18. I didn't really have friends. And the reason for that is because other teen moms at 18, when I went to school with them, were in different places in life than I was. And I could feel the energy difference. And then women, as I was more mature, who had children who were much older than me, were also in different places of life because I was going through different struggles because of my maturity. So I was really in this in-between place of feeling and being alone and knowing what people thought about me, how they felt about me, how I didn't jive with them and why I didn't and things like that, as well as a lot of people at my age were partying. And being an intuitive, that was also something that was really hard for me to do and I struggled with. So I would say I did not have friends until up about maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And the friends that I had brought into my life were of like-minded individuals in the mediumship community. And I think finding myself allowed me to find them. And from there is where the real work happened. My number one rule for you is that you choose your friends. I'm very picky, and I believe every single thing in my life is a choice. I choose the people I want. I choose the spouse I want. I choose how my family relationships are going to look like. I choose what I can and cannot do in friendships. And what I mean by choice is in every relationship in my life, whether it's family, career, friendship, relationship, all that kind of stuff, I have something that I call my non-negotiables. And so for me, in friendship, some of my non-negotiables are my friendship is not based on what I can do or how I can help that person. It is based on support for each other. So my friendships are really meaning the friends that I have aren't using me for my mediumship abilities, don't need something to gain from me. That's the better word. They're not looking to gain something from me. They're not looking for success. They're not looking for a golden ticket. They're not looking for me to pay their rent, that kind of stuff. They're not expecting that from me. So what I choose to do for them is valued beyond belief. Number two most important thing in friendships for me is communication. I need somebody who is, when they're upset with me or starting to get upset with me, they communicate it with me and give me the opportunity to acknowledge, recognize, and make changes if I feel I need to or if need be. My third rule in friendship is that my friends are only allowed to give their opinions if asked for or if they ask permission to give them. So typically, with my best friend, she'll say to me, "Are you okay if I just tell you how I feel about that? Or are you okay if I give you some feedback?" I love when she says that because to me, that means she honors me and she values me. And that is the most important thing for me. And here's why. I know that sounds really silly and simple and not a big deal, but if I'm talking to her about a new business idea I have and she just spews her opinion back at me without asking if I'm okay with the feedback, this could be something that I've put so much time and effort and work into. I may have made a web page and an email and written my heart and soul into that and really felt connected to it. If she says, "I don't really think it's a good idea," or "I really think that you should change this or that," things that maybe I really loved and I was so passionate about, it could sway me completely. And I could have actually missed out on opportunity because of that, because this may have been something that I was called to do by my guides or by my team. And then I get in my ego because of her opinion, and then I get into fear, and then I think, "Oh no, I'm not going to do it anymore." And I could miss something really big, and I could also have missed healing or helping somebody else in a really big way. So she'll always say to me, are you okay if I give you some feedback? And then I know to take it constructively. Like, I already get my guard up in a loving way, in like a protective but healthy open way of saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to hear your feedback. I'm going to choose what I like and I don't have to choose the rest. And she's okay with that. She's okay if I don't have to choose the rest. One of my other rules and boundaries are friendships who honor what I can and cannot give. In my friendships, I'm not the best friend, to be honest, because I don't have a lot of time. And so sometimes I don't talk to my friends for weeks or months, and I can call them no matter what I need on a dime, and they will be there for me and support me. And then I might not talk to them again for a few months, and we can always start where we left off again. As well as they honor the fact that they may come to visit me and I say, I'm busy and I have this going on and I have that going on. And they know genuinely that I'm busy and they don't take it personally that I'm avoiding them or wanting to ignore them. So that's really important things. The number two rule with maintaining balance in friendships and healthy boundaries is that you have to know and be accountable for the fact that you have the ability to control how you are treated by others. Now, I know that that may sound like a really big concept. One time years ago, my mom said to me, I was telling her how my sister was being so rude and I felt like she was being a bee. And my mom said, Melissa, you choose how you want to be treated by her. And I said, what do you mean? I don't choose that. I don't choose for her to be rude to me. I don't choose for her to treat me like crap. I'm not choosing for her to be this way to me. She's choosing that. I'm not choosing this. I have no control over this situation. I can't control the fact that she's treating me this way. Until years and years went on and I did some learning and did some life lessons and realized I actually do have the power to choose. Because if somebody is treating me a way that I do not like, and that I do not feel comfortable with, and that I do not deserve, I can cut them out of my life, no matter who they are. I do not have to allow them into it. I do not have to allow them to have any sort of power or control over me, my feelings, my emotions, my choices, my decisions, my life, anything like that. And I really hope that that resonates with a lot of you. Number three is honor yourself first, and then set the standard for others to do the same. I know that that sounds really big. Like when I wrote this, I was like, wow, if everybody in the world could honor themselves first, imagine the standard that would set. If I'm every day honoring myself by speaking my truth, honoring myself by not overworking, honoring myself by not allowing friends to sign me up for free readings or volunteer me on the spot or use me for those things, then they're going to follow that because they know that I'm not willing to tolerate that. So this goes with what else I have written here. You will receive in this lifetime what you are willing to tolerate. If you're willing to tolerate being overworked and underpaid, then you will. If you're willing to be walked over and used without getting the same amount of love and support in return, then you will be. If you're willing to have friends that you don't trust, you will have friends who are not trustworthy. If you're willing to have friends who will talk about you behind your back, you will have friends who talk about you behind your back. So number four, my last rule is setting rules with your friends. I have boundaries. My friends know I don't listen to the news. It's part of my everyday life and my job and my career. I am a spiritual person and my job isn't just something I do, but it's really who I am. And if they can't honor that, then we can't be friends. Things like that. So I have rules. And if I could just throw one more rule in there and one more tip, it's to communicate. I've been finding people lately who there's so many unsaid things. And to me, that's a waste of my time. If you feel a certain way about your friendship, you should be able to say, hey, I'm feeling this way, and be able to communicate it with love. If your friend says, oh my gosh, I can't believe you would feel that way, that's not true, ba 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 ba, and away they go, that is not a friendship. You should be able to say from a place of love, and they should be able to receive, Because if the relationship is loving and both are giving and receiving love, it should be equal, and that's how you know you have a healthy friendship. I hope that this gives you some really good boundaries and rules, and I hope even just some insights for your journey and some life lessons that took me quite some time to learn, and they were really eye-opening and really became huge blessings in my life. Thank you so much, guys.